In what's been labelled a historic win, Australian farmers have secured a commitment from the federal government this week that will give them more freedom to choose who services and who repairs their agricultural machinery. According to modelling by the Productivity Commission, the extension of right to repair reforms could see close to $100 million a year added to GDP. Joining me now is Hamish McIntyre, the president of the National Farmers Federation. Hamish, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, Sarah. Sally.
Can you just explain, Hamish, how agricultural equipment repairs have operated until now?
Yes, Sally. So the big service providers that sell us the machinery, and this is very expensive machinery that harvests our crops and picks our cotton, their service providers and technicians come out onto our farms when we have a breakdown and service the machineries or fix a problem whenever it occurs. So you've got to have diagnostic tools these days with all these very modern machinery and machines. And so this will just really mean that we'll be able to use independent mechanics and technicians we have working with our farms or even in closer towns than where these service providers are located, that just reduce our costs and help us get the machinery back in the paddock in a more timely manner. And at times, everything, you have weather coming, you've got to harvest crops, it's important we can get these machines fixed very quickly, but also cost effectively. So it's a great win. And National Farmers Federation, as members like Grain Growers and New South Wales farmers, have been working on this for a long term because it brings us up to speed with competing countries that produce grains, particularly like Canada, have had a right to repair their machinery for a few years. So we thank the government for their support in this area, particularly Assistant Minister Andrew Lee.
And what's been the legal sticking point here? Has this been part of sales contracts, Hamish, that these vehicles or pieces of equipment can only be serviced by registered or approved repairers or technicians?
Yes, absolutely. So it's around warranty. So you void your warranty if you haven't got the appropriate person with the skill set to fix this machinery. But if we can train our on-farm mechanics and our local mechanics in smaller towns to have the ability and the skills and the technology to identify the problem and then fix it, it'll just reduce our costs. On our own farm, sometimes, we're operating, harvesting grain crops and cotton 200 kilometres from our town where the service provider is. So there's always a big add on to your bill of the travel cost too. So it's cost effective and help reduce our costs of producing food and fibre in Australia.
Even if the door's now open for this to proceed, how difficult is it to fix some of this machinery, Hamish? These are supercomputers on wheels with GPS and all sorts of other things. Are they difficult to repair now they've become just so advanced?
Yes, they are, Sally. But again, with our new generation of young people coming along in agriculture with their skills, ability around technology, it's amazing what they can do. So, look, again, if they train correctly and have the right diagnostic tools, they can do it. And it's getting it done in a very timely manner is the key to it, so that we can get our crops off, particularly. And it's our contract harvesting teams too that move all over Australia that have big fleets of these machines, so they'll be able to have a technician and a mechanic with them that can fix these things for them instead of waiting for a new town for a service provider that can come out and help them. So it's just all about timeliness and cost saving, which is what we need with our cost reduction in Australian farming. It's very tight at the moment, so this just helps.
And we know in some family operations, Hamish, particularly at this time of year, everyone's lending a hand. Kids can drive these things when they've had the right training to get out there and lend a hand on some of these family farms as well. Do we have the skills and the workforce available locally to provide some competition in this repair sector?
We do, Sally. And, there's young people doing the mechanical courses all the time, and again, around immigration, we need immigration fit for purpose, and mechanics in our regional towns that service a lot of our Toyotas are coming from the Philippines and countries like that. So we really support those programs that bring more of people, men and women that have these technical skills into our regions. Yeah, we support any initiatives of the government's too, getting people back out in regional Australia, particularly with these sort of skill sets around mechanical technicians and ability to fix our machinery.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. You're hearing from Hamish McIntyre. Hamish is the president of the National Farmers Federation. Hamish, on a separate issue, last week the government passed key reforms to national environment laws by securing a deal with the Greens. How does the NFF view the reforms that have been passed?
Look, Sally, NFF was very disappointed, and its members on parts of this legislation, particularly around the controlling of regrowth that we've all done to make sure we can operate effectively and manage particularly the fire load on our farms. And by these changes, of course, will just increase the fuel load in many areas, and that's not just—it's not just bad for our farms from a dangerous point of view. It's also very difficult for our native fauna and flora that live in these areas. So we are frustrated that over this issue that government chose to go another way and not, you know, respect our ability to manage our own regrowth in a timely fashion, which, again, you know, helps the cost of production and cost of producing food in Australia by allowing us to have more, you know, prime ag land available to produce the food and fibre.
In the end, it was the Greens who got the deal done with the government. Was there any disappointment from the farmers' perspective that the coalition weren't able to be the partner there?
Look, we won't get into the politics of it. We just look at what's in front of us with the legislation, and the government has the power at the moment to work with whoever it chooses to. We're just disappointed with that, you know, aspects of the legislation that was put forward. You know, our perspective was ignored by government. Disappointing, but we hope we can still work effectively with it and have an opportunity to show the real effect on our farms and in our regional communities of this sort of legislation, so the broader community can then understand the effect it has on producing food and fibre, you know, effectively and cost-effectively too, and profitably. You know, we need viable farmers across Australia and viable regional communities to sustain us. So all these little things just add up and make it more difficult, Sally. But the right to repair is great news, so we'll celebrate that one and remain positive.
Well, busy time ahead for many primary producers, particularly grain farmers at this time of year. Hamish, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally. Bye.
Hamish McIntyre there, president of the National Farmers Federation.